Alright, let's call the meeting to order. We'll do roll call.
Murphy?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Huffbo?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Ping?
Yes.
Robin?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Yay. Alright.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome you to remain standing if you wish while we pray. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to come here and exercise your wisdom over the issues facing us here in Tolono during this meeting. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you, Father, for hearing ears. We thank you, Father, for our hearts to understand the hearts of our people. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Any public comments?
There was someone that was going to make a comment, but she's not back.
She said she'll be back later.
Yeah. We will let her talk later then. All right. You guys just walked in. Do you want to talk?
It's up to you. Don't matter.
There you go. Come on up if you want to talk.
Well, I didn't realize until this afternoon we were on the midnight.
Sorry.
So, I and Mark talked earlier.
Yeah, actually, we were talking because I was wanting to talk to him about the agreement. At the last meeting, I looked at it and marked some things up and thought I'd touch base with him. And then during the course of discussion, he's like, well, do you want me there tonight? And I said, well, you don't have to be, but he thought it was a good idea. So, he went ahead and made the changes that we talked about the last meeting. So those were primarily involving one part that just had to do with if we were arguing under the agreement, whether or not we'd go into arbitration or if we just go to court. And my recommendation is we would just go to court because in Champaign County that's just cheaper and quicker. And then the other issue was, it was my suggestion that we put something in that there's one part that lets you terminate the agreement for cause, meaning they were doing a bad job and we sent dirty letters and they didn't pay attention to those, then we could terminate the agreement. But in the unlikely event that you possibly sold the system down the road, I wanted us to be able to terminate it for that. And so they were amenable to us sticking something in there, basically said, we'll give them at least 6 months' notice if we were to sell the system, which that's plenty of time. You know, even if you signed off on it tonight, the earliest you'd be able to close would be 9 months. So it'd be something to coordinate with them anyway. So beyond that, you did have a question or a couple of questions for me that I couldn't answer. So this is a good opportunity for you to ask them.
Of my refresh my memory.
I think yours was a commencement day. When you guys wanted him to start doing this, and maybe we want to kind of talk about it when Matt gets back.
Okay, we could do that.
Does he have run into his
yeah.
Well, he had to go run get stuff so we could pay people.
So we'll hold all those thoughts and maybe move on a little bit, and when Matt gets here, we'll touch bats back with you.
Perfect. Do you want to wait on yours until Matt gets back, or do you need me?
It's entirely up to you guys.
Well, come on up and you can give your.
All right. I more or less have three separate proposals, two of which are task orders that we've brought previously. I brought Terry Boyer from office to discuss doing a wastewater treatment plant, capital improvement plan, as well as a water and sewer rate study. Those are the two of the task orders under the General Continuing Services Agreement that we brought tonight to bring back before you guys for consideration. And then the other one is for the East Street Lift Station, also referred to as the Walnut Street Lift Station at the Eastside Park. Basically, just the aging condition of that station warrants pretty immediate replacement at this point, just due to the condition. It's an old sewage ejection pump station that basically they modified at one point, I think in the early 80s, to be a submersible station, and just the wear and the tear over the years from wastewater on the structure itself has taken its wear and tear on it. It's time to probably update that. Flow-wise, it seems to be adequate, but it's one of those things you can push it down the line, but how far, I couldn't tell you. So, any questions on any of those?
Any questions, guys? Do you have the paperwork on the...
Okay, yeah, I've got it all.
Okay.
I brought 3 copies of each just in case anybody wants to review it.
Anybody want to look at this?
I got it here.
So these are the two we had in the budget, the wastewater rate study and the capital improvement plan. Capital improvement plan was 7,500 and the wastewater was 9,500. So if you guys want to go ahead with these, I just need a motion.
Is it one motion for both? Yeah.
And then I need a second.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. For 9,500 and 7,500?
Correct.
And I need a second.
Second.
Perfect. Since we're spending money, and roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So we'll have Mark look at those real quick, and then we'll sign those. And then the next one, there's 3 copies of each. I think I just gave you one. Thank you very much, sir. And the next one's a lift station replacement design and bidding. It is for...
This 40,800?
Yeah, 40,800. Which, it's going to eventually fall apart anyway, so we're going to have to do something with it soon. So if you want to go forward with this, I need a motion for the 40,800.
I'll make a motion for the 40,800 for the East Street design.
Lift station.
Of East Street lift station design. Good.
Any second?
A second.
Okay, roll call.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Perfect. All right, I'll get to the sign for you in a minute.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think the other stuff further down the agenda, so I'll just, unless you want to, the motor fuel tax is really one other thing that I've got.
Well, we can talk about that, because that's actually good news.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah, so just to update you guys, obviously the gas tax everybody hears about, I did get some clarification on exactly what that means for you guys. Essentially, what it's going to be is about a 50% revenue bump in your motor fuel tax funds annually. Yes, it's a 100% raise. How they've divvied it out is you guys will get about a 50% raise. So I think right now you guys are getting about $85,000 a year. So you'll be looking at more like $125,000 to $130,000 a year towards that stuff, which for the just general scheme of things, the program that we rolled out this year, we originally budgeted $142,000. The one that we did last year was $155,000. So you'd be looking at doing almost a program of that size annually. Or if you switch to seal coat, like we've discussed before, you're going to get, you know, 1.5 times what you would for that as well. Essentially, where this puts you guys, just in general, is I think most places, most communities are looking more at like a 15 to 20-year replacement cycle. If you just use your motor fuel tax funds to when you're getting back around to hitting a road again, you know, this is going to cut that down somewhat. So you may be looking at, you know, 8 to 12 years now instead of 15 to 20. So it's good news as far as that goes. The motor fuel tax program for this year, obviously, the bids came in, you know, about 50% higher than what we thought on the cold mix asphalt. The options we had presented at the time were basically reject the program, hold off till next year, approve the program as is, or potentially go back and basically rebid it with a CM300 mix instead of a CM90 mix, which according to my contact, that they basically gave a deal price last year is what they've said. But I do know, I talked to some other people, and IDOT had two June lettings, so rebidding it now is likely not going to help us. Basically, everybody is just chock full of work at this point, but just put that out there for you and let you guys decide how you want
to
proceed.
We can use, if we decide not to do it, we can use the same plan that we have and just bid that thing next year.
Correct.
And then...
Well, we would do some slight modifications, just if we're going to switch over to like the CM300 stuff that we talked about, or, you know, we would still plan on coming back through next year and doing a quick road. Likely, like Matt and I would do like a quick road evaluation that we bring to the board and say, here's what we want to either add or change to what we had last year, proposed, make some small modifications, and then send it off its way.
It'd still be cheaper engineering.
Right.
Well, the engineering part doesn't matter on the MMC.
That's true, actually.
That's true.
the engineering is all dictated on the cost of the construction. So everything is basically a percentage based of your design and or your program as designed and as constructed. Your inspection dollars are tied to your actual bid price. Your preliminary engineering dollars are tied to the proposed program's price.
Okay.
So.
So not going forward with this program, what's it going to cost us with you guys?
It's, I think the invoice that we sent out recently for the preliminary engineering, which would basically be complete as bidding has been completed, I think it's like around $6,800, which obviously that's still a MFT eligible expense. It's just money that you have to spend for our time.
Yeah, which, I mean, you put the time in, we need to pay you. Any discussion on that? What you want to do with the MFT this year? Matt's crew's been doing great on patching things. He actually made, what is that, street over by your house? That one's all bumpy. It actually looks better. It's not, I mean, there, you did the best you could do with that road. It's
right.
That road is messed up.
Right. And we're still getting holes popping up here and there. I mean, it's the best we can do with what we've got.
You've been hitting it hard.
Yeah, we discussed kind of last meeting that just keep what they're doing this year is what I think, and
okay.
Save it, pay them what they deserve. I think if we quote something now, we're going to get, it's going to come in high. We're seeing at least 30% higher on all stuff we're quoting right now. So I think the time of season and what Matt has done and what he's continued to do, what we've talked about, you know, it's not 100% ideal, but it'll definitely get us.
Can we take out Matt's supplies out of MFT?
It takes, I think so, but it takes paperwork for that too, doesn't it?
Yeah, basically you'd have to file a new resolution and stuff basically showing that you're spending out of, it's basically a maintenance, it's still a maintenance expenditure, no different than what you do, it just takes a little bit more paperwork. Typically, we've only got one other client that has done this, and it's just because people want to put the bulk of their money into the big program, it's not that you can't do it.
Yeah.
You basically have to file a new resolution for the account that you're, or whatever the cost is that you want to spend that on, and it's basically just a materials thing. Because
I know
sure.
We can get our salt out of there.
Huh?
We can
right.
get assault out of there,
get,
but I don't know if
yeah.
it's more paperwork, worth the paperwork.
It's really, I mean, at this point, it's basically, I think you guys have to file an amended resolution that would say we're going to spend $10,000 instead of $150,000. And then what you'd have to do is there's paperwork on the back end, so at the end of the year, you have to file basically more or less something that shows what we actually spent. So they can reconcile it really at the end of the year. So if you say we're going to budget $10,000 and you spend $9,800, maybe reconcile it at the end of the year. If you know what you spent and you're not planning on spending more, it makes it pretty easy because you can basically file your resolution and your reconciliation to say we're not spending more out of here on this stuff, and then that cleans it up a little bit, because if you have that fixed number, you're not just putting a arbitrary target out there, you don't have to reamend things the next year.
Because we could do a pretty big project next year.
Yeah.
So. Okay, cool. So we'll table it, and then we'll look at maybe doing the resolution or not.
Do you want to reject the bid?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys need to vote on that.
We need to vote on rejecting
the bid. I just want to basically be able to pass that along to the bidder.
I think it's fair to the bidder to have a formal vote, and it makes sense for us to have a formal vote on the record.
All right. Well, I need a motion to reject the bid.
Make a motion to reject the bid for 2019 MFT. Sure.
Project.
Yep. Project.
Second?
Second.
All right. Do we have to do a roll call? Kendall, in favor?
Yeah, let's do the ayes and nays. So I'm going to write this.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right. Perfect. All right. Anything else?
I don't think so.
But good?
You
perfect.
You got anything you need from me?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, Matthew. Oh, back to the sewer thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to talk? We got Matt here now. Do you want to talk to him about the sewer contract or the water contract? Did you have questions for these guys? And then you had a question for Matt.
I think the only question I have is if you guys want to go with this when you want us to start.
Yeah. Did you guys discuss the water contract last meeting?
I brought extra copies if you want hard copies.
A little, I think, because we were going to digest it. Did it just come out that day?
That was the first meeting that
we
had the contract for.
I think we marked it up with some changes which we sent over to them to look at, and they pretty much incorporated those. I'd say that unless you need them to start tomorrow morning, if you're not comfortable voting out tonight, you don't have to, and you could put it off to the next meeting, but you're probably not coming back next meeting unless you're asked, so this would be a great window to ask him questions if you have questions to ask, and if you want some copies, I got some hard copies here.
So what questions do you guys have on this? Because we'll go ahead and table it until next meeting to vote on it, so everybody has a chance to really look over the one with the changes. But you guys have any questions for them? Do you have any questions about the sewer plant while they're here? Might as well use them while they're here.
Do you guys have a recommended start date? I mean, you kind of have a feel for how Matt runs it. And
whatever you want to do. I mean, we'd like to have a week or so, but if you say we need to start tomorrow, we would. But I mean, if you want to start August 1st or if you want to start July 15th, whatever you guys want.
How about this? We'll vote on it on the next meeting. And if we approve it, August 1st will be your start date.
Okay.
If we approve it.
That's fine.
Okay. And then that way it gives these guys a couple weeks to look at it and decide what they want to do. And then we'll give you a holler if we decide to go with it. Does that work for everybody?
Works for me.
Okay, perfect. All right, any other questions about sewer plant? How's sewer plant running? Good?
I'm good.
Still kicking along? Perfect.
I think the term is churning.
Churning along.
Compliance and effort.
There we go. Keep us in compliance. That's the important thing.
Yeah, it's a little flat, but let's see. Doesn't go.
Perfect. All right. Any big repairs coming up?
Not that I foresee. I know we talked this last year about doing the pump replacement at Elizabeth Street.
That's what they're going to do the design on it. So
they should really be up here. So that's what?
I'm sorry.
That's Walnut Street.
It's Walnut. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind. Wrong one.
I think remember you talked about having the budget last year, and I think Matt said the size.
Yeah, this budget's going to be very, very, very tight this year, so we can get everything back running smooth again. So
sometime in the next few years, I'll think about it again.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to probably go ahead and go ahead with this one, and then that one would probably be the next one we'll tackle next year or the year after. So it's on the list to be done. That's just a lot of money.
I understand.
They're not cheap.
One thing to remember about Elizabeth Street is it takes the biggest majority of the flow for the whole.
Walnut Street's the most. The whole lifting is finished. We have got in a situation where we lost both pumps. And we're able to take a pump and temporarily and then run a hose. You know, the next manhole and get out of that. Elizabeth is a different story, you know. That and this FS, they're too big.
Yeah.
I wouldn't discourage you from doing all that, but.
And Elizabeth, we just need pumps, right?
Well, that's what we planned on, yes. Put a different, a little bit bigger pump in.
Do you remember how much that pump was that you were thinking of?
85,000.
I think the total project was about 85.
85, okay.
One of the problems down there in Elizabeth was the last one, the wipes. You know, I guess go down there for more pumps, you know. But the wipes just wrap around and they fell it for you.
So you're going to put a grinder in there?
This what we proposed was that bomb pump.
It's actually called chopper.
It's a chopper pump.
And they're more expensive than a regular
but
pump.
But if it's going to run and take care of the problem.
They use them at prisons commonly.
Yeah.
Well, we've got one, we've got a housing project.
We had a honey dipper one where I worked.
We started maintaining them, they just put them in, and the old pumps used to be plugged up at least once a week. And
wow.
These haven't plugged since July. They were put in last July.
Okay.
So.
All right. We'll have it on our radar.
Sean talked to you about running a sweeper over here.
Yeah.
We did that, or we offered to do that for events and the sweepers over here. If you guys want it, we run it down the main. You know, big street sweeper. So.
Oh, cool.
That'll help people.
I was talking about that.
Well, it normally stays in Gilman because we maintain the streets in Gilman.
Yeah.
But the men had asked, said they wish they'd be able to do that. And we said, well, we have one. They'd want to clean up before the 4th of July. So we brought it down, and thinking that since it was over here, we'd work with you just as long as, well, almost as long as we have you meant. So, but since it was here, we'll run it for you and won't charge you anything. Yes, it did, and they should be here tomorrow.
Perfect. Yeah, they just had the parade and stuff this weekend, so. Perfect. Appreciate it. Anything else for these guys? They can get a little bit of a drive. Perfect. Well, thank you guys for coming. I'm sorry we didn't vote on this.
Well, that's fine.
That'll give them some time to look at it and decide what they want to do.
If they have any questions, they can call.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry for the false alarm. Now it's your turn.
I got some information from Kirby yesterday. They sent me an email along with three forms. They were asking if we want to go ahead and lock in our financing rate. And they gave us, we need the 2017, 2018 audit and the current budget with year-to-date actuals. So if we can do that, they can get that rate locked in here pretty quick. So so they have the interest rates here. I can pass this stuff around. This is what they sent me, like I said, yesterday. So that's why it's not in your packet. One thing we did approve was the Premier Cooperative Agreement last time. We just need to re-vote on that since the date was off on the last meeting minutes for the meeting posting. So that need to get approved I have a clean copy of that.
Perfect.
So we can finalize that portion of.
Who wants to make the motion on that?
Motion to approve the Premier Cooperative.
Oh, okay. I was going to hand you the.
Yes,
agreement.
That'd be great.
I was going to have him hand the agreement to whoever was making the motion.
Can we just do one motion to reconfirm?
We can. You can.
Okay.
It would be a motion to reaffirm and then just rattle it out.
Okay.
There you go. Let's just do
for,
one now.
For both.
No,
yeah,
I mean for
everything
for everything we.
Yeah.
So motion to affirm, reaffirm. Each motion taken on June 18th, 2019.
I'll tell you what. We'll let Matt keep going on, and I'll write out the motion, and then we'll come back and we'll make it out.
So,
that motion is going to take care of this. So,
perfect. So I'm going to keep that, sign that. That's perfect. So
don't lose it.
He's got it now.
Last note about this issue since kind of last year. We've got a fire hydrant need replaced on the corner of Daggy and Bourne. I got pricing on that today. I've got two different ways. It all depends on how much room we've got in that area to install a hydrant. And there is about $1,700 difference between the two. One is putting in what they call an inserter valve. They actually will dig out the pipe, put this piece around the pipe, and it'll actually be the valve works just like any other water valve. They can shut it off right there. That, or we go in there, if we've got a long enough stretch, where we can put in a line stop, which is another big piece of metal that wraps around there. They just jam a big piece of rubber down in there to stop that water pressure on that. Because right now there's no valve on that hydrant. So, to make this easier in the future, we need to put a valve in front of that hydrant. So here are the two quotes for that. The top one is for the, it's called inserter valve. The second one, which is the cheaper version. And like I said, we may not know until we dig that up how much room we've got between that water main to that hydrant. So
what's the price of the higher bid?
$7,750. And that's something where we can have them bring both. And once we get into it, then we'll have a better idea. So
that's not on here?
It's not on there.
Okay.
I just brought that information tonight so we could kind of look it over. Like I said, this is something we need to kind of plan for. Last year we kind of shoved everything back so late. I want to make sure we get this done during warm weather. We were working pretty late one night trying to get that one repaired at Elizabeth Marshall. So
next meeting you're getting a motion for up to $7,750.
Yes. Yeah.
And hopefully it's cheaper.
Right. Like I said, if we've got the room to do it, we can put that line stop in, a valve, a short piece of the hydrants, but like I said, I don't know where that's at right now. So,
what's the benefit of putting in the more expensive one? Is there?
I can get it in a shorter distance. Is that way I don't have two of these big chunks of metal stuck down there on that little piece of pipe. I don't know how to explain it. Plus, when you're doing that, there's a big thing probably stands this tall, but they lower down in there on that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's got a big water rubber that jams that in that pipe. Mm-hmm. So that's what will shut off the water. So that thing, you know, it's got to take about this much room. And then we've got another piece that's got to sit right in there beside it. So that's what we're trying to figure out. But I know that hydrant has to be replaced. So and that is a 6-inch, so that'll have that buffer nozzle on. getting some quotes on some logos for our equipment. It's the new Village of Tolono logo.
Okay.
And since we've got the mini excavator, we've never put anything on that. It'd be nice to have that on there. With the new front end loader, it'd be nice to have that on there. And the leaf back, you know, that one, it could be 4 foot around, put on the side of that, but probably won't go quite that big. But that way, again, take more pride in our equipment, stuff like that. So,
who are you looking into for that?
One is, it's the old Redneck Apparel, which is a local guy that bought that, and then another, Derek Dubson.
Okay.
So two local guys on that. So, I also want to add numbers to all of our equipment so we can keep track of how much each piece of the equipment's costing, just to kind of, kind of a year-end thing. It's like, well, this thing has cost us this amount of money. It might be worth replacing. So that's one thing that I want to do as well, but I'm getting prices on with those two guys as well. So the other thing I'd like to bring up is selling the Daggy property. Just get that out of our hair. Get that back into where it's going to make money for the village. If we don't have anything on it, it's not making, there's no tax base there. So it's costing us money right now. We're out, had a couple trees fall down on that property. So we're out there cleaning that up and mowing and stuff like that. So it'd be kind of nice to see if we can't get some money back out of that. We've already got it. So.
That's a good question, too. If we decide to do that, who do we use as a real estate agent? We have local. We have not local.
We have several options for local.
I know. So I'm like...
one might be a conflict.
I know, one might be a conflict.
Probably would be a conflict.
It is a conflict. There's, so... I mean, it's... And that's something that we can... You guys can think about for the next meeting. I'm not sure who to use.
They might be able to give you a decent.
Well, once we, if we listed with one of them, any of them can show it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I say we talk to the, is it Remax that's down on Main Street there now?
Keller Williams.
Keller Williams with Swihart and.
It's Keller Williams, isn't it?
Yes.
That might be a conflict. That could be a conflict.
Okay. How's that?
Because
Wade works for Keller Williams, doesn't he?
Yes.
So,
is there a planning board in the other building?
Yes.
So, there's other options.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing we have to worry about, is that, I think. So, I mean, it's something to think about. Shoot me an email. And we can put it out there and see who gives us the best deal too. But I don't disagree about getting rid of that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, once it got all done and cleaned up, is have a couple of the guys, real estate people, look at it.
Yeah.
And give us an idea how much they could get for it.
Right.
If we can recoup our costs.
But that's pretty much all I've got. So if you've got any questions.
Can we talk about Central? There's a concrete pad going in on Central, and there's a drive right now out on Central that they've put a culvert that's only like a 2-inch pipe.
Yeah, it's,
minimum's
yeah,
10
it's,
inch if it is 2-inch.
Yeah, it might be a 3. It's just a little PVC pipe. So,
but if there's no building permit for any of that, it needs to be
is
shut
there one
off.
On the pad?
No. I went around today kind of checking. I went back on our USIC tickets, and I can go back on that and see what people have put in requests for. So I'm looking back on that. I'm going to cross cross-reference that back, or see if Summer can cross-reference that back
yeah.
to our building permits, and then figure out what we need to do as far as violations.
Well, there's a form that you have to fill out to cease and, I mean, there's paper, and if we can look for that, get that filled out,
yeah.
and get that served on them tomorrow for the holiday.
Yeah, but that, yeah, it needs to stop.
Yeah, right I mean, away. I think we need to do it right, though, and do the paperwork.
And, yeah, because we need to also find out, I don't think you can have a driveway access on Central, but we'd have to find that out for sure. I'm not 100% on that, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Which house is this?
Is it the one right on the corner?
House
second house from the
okay.
curb.
There's also a house over on the east side, sorry, south side of the tracks. The house has actually been torn down, and there's a basement that's left, and there's water sitting in there.
Is that the one on Bourne?
Yes.
They did have it, they do have a demo permit for that property.
Okay, but we're spraying for mosquitoes in town, and they've got water just pooling
yeah.
in the
that's something I mean, we can
basement.
We can take some of those tabs over there, pitch in there to kind of help that out as well. So, but if I can find that, I can get a hold of them.
Does their
sure
demo permit have a expiration date, a deadline?
They have a year.
A year. Everything's a year. I don't remember how long that's been, because that I think they were trying to come into compliance with a nuisance violation.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Cool. Anything else?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't think. And that letter was for.
That letter was for that apartment.
With the dumpster. Okay.
Did you see the letter that Brandy Summer sent out? Remember that we talked about the apartment with the, and you gave her the
that
ordinance.
That was the picture I sent.
And then, so she typed up a letter. She just copied, I think it's one of the letters we've sent out many times, and copied and pasted in there and sent it to him.
I have not seen the letter that she put.
So, I sent it out to the board members, and I don't think you're in that group message. But essentially, she just typed out a letter and sent it out to him, and we'll give him 30 days, and then we'll turn it over to Mark, or I guess, or whoever does it.
Dump it on him, and I'll get Justin has that.
Yeah, exactly. We'll dump it on Justin and move from there.
Okay.
But perfect. Anything else? Nothing.
Perfect.
To make
thank
a break for the door. So. Thank you.
Do your reaffirmations.
Oh yeah, you got the reaffirmation.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming someone's making a motion to reaffirm the board's previous action taken at its June 18th, 2019 meeting approving the Premier Cooperative Site Agreement, bills and or warrants as presented on June 18th, 2019, the minutes of the June 4th, 2019 meeting, the 2019 to 2020 appropriation ordinance number 2019-09, and the appointment of Nate Tate to the Planning and Zoning Board with us.
So moved.
Second.
All right.
I think we'll go ahead and make that roll call. Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Abstain.
Motion carries.
All right. Now, since we're way off of this.
Might want to go back to public comments.
Oh, Diane, do you have something to say?
Okay.
Come on. Come on up so they can hear you.
Okay.
So the public can hear you.
Oh, very good. And Brian, you have a
you got to go right
paper.
There. Right.
I'm gonna get.
She's
my
getting
notes.
Something.
Oh, you get your notes.
So I did a summary for the media on Monday, and that's what this is. Thank you so much for participating in Fun Day. That was, we think it was a big success. Did you guys get positive feedback or feel pretty good mm-hmm. about it? Okay, cool. I brought a rose and a blue ribbon and a little daisies, so red, white, blue action right before the 4th of July for some of you that I saw out there that were helping. I thought it was great, especially with you guys doing the golf cart shuttle, because practically everybody I was asking, they wanted to do their own party at, and we didn't want somebody behind the wheel of this 8-passenger golf cart shuttle unless they were ready to accept that responsibility. One of the things that I had noted for the other media, the Tolono Twilight Track, the 1K that stepped off at 6 o'clock on Friday night, had around 50 kids participating, so we had that many ribbons for them, so that worked out good. There were over 200 people on the 5K event, which was also great. It was 190 last year, so those numbers went up to see, like, the First Baptist Church and Debonair doing the water stops, and have Illinois American Water with the misters, and then they also had the water cart in Westside Park help with some of the hydration issues since we did have pretty hot conditions. Great to work with not only the park and the police and the fire department and the EMTs, but the Lions Club stepped up and they had different corners and things like that. I feel like the 5K route, if we can really like get that map in and work ahead of time, maybe in March, locking down the different corners and things like that so that people not only know where they're going, they get a shirt. There were Lions Club members that got a shirt. I think that kind of helps make everything look more uniform. I know some of you that drove golf carts and were out and about, I had given you a shirt also. And that worked out good, working with Matt at Truckhouse Tees on all that. But kind of have that Illini or Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon feel to it, in the sense that you're not just sitting there. You're like protecting our runners for safety with the traffic issues and with the hydration issues and things like that. If someone collapses, you need to know what to do, where to take them, things like that. And take it up a notch so they're not just sitting there. They're actually participating. So 31 in the golf cart parade last year, but I have counted 41 this year. But I know there were some from our committee that didn't pay or whatever, jumped in at the end. But still, to have that growing. There was some gripes on social media about the map, but we plan on executing that a little better. We essentially followed the 5K route last year, but the 5K doesn't run by Lou and Denny's. And Lou and Denny's had expressed interest in them having their little street party or whatever, parking lot party, that we go through there for the golf carts. And maybe could sponsor it next year or something like that, which would be awesome to get more sponsorship money on all of these events. So we did take a weird kind of lap. Lori had said maybe Mike turned the wrong way on something too. So that could have been a factor also, our leader. Just kind of let us off for a second and then back on track for that golf cart parade. But there was some, miscommunication on that, and we hope to execute that a little better. As far as Monocle's Pizza, providing the free popcorn and pop for the Secret Life of Pets, I think that was pretty well attended, and we did it on the backstop, and it was easier for us to manage that instead of having that holding down that inflatable screen and stuff. So, and then I thought it was great, the morning service. Terrence was there. It seemed like Ken Young, who's a native of Tolono, talked about some of the reminiscent things about this festival being, 44 years old or whatever, and things that used to happen when he was a kid. Real patriotic feel to his message. It's too bad we have so many, pastors here in town that have so many other things on their plate. The Presbyterian with Jason Schiller wasn't represented, our priest at St. Pat's, we only have him at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon now because there's three other parishes that Father Freddie is trying to manage. It's just like that way. It's stressful for these religious leaders in town. So really only input from Fountain of Life. Thank you. I always want to say youth. But anyway, it's all good. And Mike Frazier with the Baptist Church was huge. And then they do a pass the hat thing for the emergency services here in town, and if someone can't make rent or needs gas or something, I guess, is what they were saying. So I thought Summer Skies helicopter rides at Eastside Park were well received. Did you have a good vibe on that, Brian?
Yep.
Okay. And that was like $30 a pop. And we were going to let them go as late as they wanted, but I think their traffic just started to dwindle so much around 5 o'clock. It was essentially a noon to 5 deal. And so that kind of, our scheme was that we would have these 8-passenger golf cart rides from Westside Park, Busey Bank in downtown Tolono, and Eastside Park. And then it was like, well, nobody's parking at Eastside Park to come to Westside Park. So maybe we can revisit that in those different places. But it was fun for people to do that and to kind of have that open air feel to it. Our Grand Marshal, I don't know if you heard at the end, it got pretty hot. And there was a little emergency services stuff at the end of the parade at the scout cabin. I mean, he's 84 and it was very hot, and he had jeans on and stuff like that. But turned out fine, and I ended up having a portable microphone, so we just kind of presented the plaque right away because his family was iffy whether he would have to be in the hospital to get the plaque, and they were all there, so why not just make it happen? So thank you for being there as mayor to be a part of that too. I don't even know if you knew that was going to happen or not.
No, I didn't.
It's just one of those things that I just kind of said, Mayor Rob, come on over here and hand him this. So Marvin Bell commented that he was 70 this past week, but the Girl Scouts helped with the kitty tractor pull, and there was about 50 participants in that, so we had just enough medals for that. The Wings of Wonder and the U of I Vet Med made it nice for the kids to interact with little creatures and things like that and have different ambassadors talking to them. It's like a free option at that small pavilion. And then, of course, I think the vendors and everybody seemed to be happy. So, and then our golf cart raffle turned out pretty good. I mean, we were, 150 or so tickets from selling them all out. So that's huge. It was a better year this year than in the past. So we felt good about that. And the cow drop, you know, brought that back. That was always Betty Harden's work of a passionate volunteer, and the $10 cow drop. And my nephew Luke Ducey won $300 in that. And it was kind of funny because he was like, went to the pasture and found, you know, one of the middle numbers and things like that. It wasn't like most people just like get a square or whatever. They don't even care what number it is. But he was like researching it and trying to put some science behind it. And then he ended up winning. And then the other gal was June Casey, who won the $300. So we had two different colors, two different notebooks, and that worked out nice. From what I heard, the firework went off in the sky, and the cow kind of freaked out, and so pooped right away. So that's a good method in case we're having a slow cow drop, is to let's test some fireworks to move this along a little bit. So, and that was nice to just kind of reach back to the Tolono Fun Day history on that. PAC 55 was there for the flag raising, PAC 66 for the lowering of the flag. We started to get some sprinkles, so I was kind of moving it along. And then the fireworks started just a hair early because of that. And the patriotic songs from the park, thank you, Brian, for managing that, because I bring burped on my laptop on that. I thought we did a good job getting the word out, too. It seemed like we got more coverage this year from radio stations and the newspaper and TV. I was on TV like three different times on Channel 3. And then somebody told me they saw it yesterday and today at noon on this summary stuff of stuff that was happening. So it just, you know, puts us all here in Tolono a nice little centerpiece on our community to have this thing happening at the end of June. Now, that brings to social media, where there was some chatter about, why don't you guys do this in the fall when there's not as much heat going on? So, and I know that woman has a voice just like that, so that's why I did that. But anyway, actually, we're thinking that Tolono Funding may sponsor something like an evening, like a movie in the park, or a band in the park or something, and not necessarily have everything out there in the big festival, but I mean, we could do some Tolono Fun Day PR stuff in the fall. It's just that to me, the fall's busy with football and the kids are crazy and they're all in all this stuff, and who's gonna manage that? So that's why we immediately kind of turn these thoughts, criticism around to, why don't you step up and do that? Why don't you come to a meeting? And, you know, she has bad knees, is what
she said. We talked about bringing the Christmas tree back, too.
Yes.
Remember back in the day, they had the Christmas tree that was right up here, and maybe sponsoring that with
Tony Monday. Yeah, I talked about the old days at Unity. We used to, I was on the stupid council, or student council, and we used to put the lights on the bottom of the thing and up the flagpole, and then you'd make a big, you know, triangular, and we could do that out here.
Yeah, you could do that.
And then I could totally bring my mic and some Christmas music and sheets of, you know, carols and stuff like that. I mean, they do it in Pilo at the library and stuff like that, and have a tree lighting ceremony right here. And have some cookies and, you know, cocoa and stuff inside. So I'm totally receptive to all that. So if we evolve into little Delano Fun Day things, I think it would be great. So when I was coming in, on a side note, I just feel like communication is, I mean, social media is there, but it's like you're not really vested in it. And in this town, I just wish we could get more communication going. I think the newsletter is a good idea, and I don't know if Summer's phasing out of that or if it's going to continue.
No, it's going to continue.
Okay.
Today too.
What's that?
It went out this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she wrote that, Summer did? Because, you know, she's, when I evolved out of County Star, because it essentially shut down, you know, it's been a year ago in August, she asked if I could have some input in that. And, you know, I used to go to the park board meetings, the school board meetings, things like that. And because we don't have the County Star and people don't have time, they don't know what's going on in our different communities, in the community. And I just feel like that's an essential piece. So it's too bad there's no, like, paid PR position in government to help bring that all together.
We don't have the money in the budget.
Okay, so if you do, let me know.
All right.
Because there's things that come up. Like at the Unit 7 meeting, people were griping about the kids walking home and walking through, you know, on Allison Drive or whatever. And they wanted a study done on the traffic pattern of the walkers. And should they put some sidewalks down between the school and... were you guys in on that, or did you hear?
We started that because we were going to go for a sidewalk grant.
Right.
And we didn't have enough time to get it all done, finalized, and then they didn't offer it this year. So they should offer it again next year. So the study's kind of done, and the engineering's started.
Okay.
And then we just need a buy-in from everybody. The county said they'd pay for their little portion of the sidewalk. And then we need a set number from the school that they would help us out with the sidewalk, because it's going to them.
Right.
And then, so we're working on that. But it won't happen this year for sure, because there's no grant money.
Right.
But we were going for a grant last year. It just, we had like literally 3 weeks to get everything together, and it just didn't come together that quick.
Well, I'm just happy there was some communication going on, because that was kind of my point. I heard that at the school board meeting, and I thought to myself, well, does anybody ever go to the Tolono Village meetings? And it's the same, you know, with the people who do the garage sales, Best, Businesses Encouraging and Supporting Tolono. I don't know if that's a valid, you know, Chamber of Commerce type thing for us anymore, or, you know, I know it's the third weekend in September, but... You know, do we all know that? And does New Tolono know that? I mean, I think they're catching on.
Yeah, it was in the newsletter today.
Okay, good.
So we're working on
somebody's getting.
So why don't you get up with Summer and help her put more things in there?
Right.
Because she needs to know. Because Summer's relatively new to Tolono. I mean, she's only lived here 7 or 8 years, so somewhere around in there.
Right. Okay.
So, but no, get up with Summer and you can help her. Kind of polish your
newsletter. And you know, the park district too, if there's going to be fall soccer or whatever the case is, to let parents know, oh, this is coming up and how do I get involved or whatever.
Cool. What else you got for us?
That was it.
Perfect.
I mean, I'm really going way long.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
Matt and Woody were super helpful from the village. And
we have a Facebook page, right? Who runs?
Kind of Summer and Brian. So.
So, I know, Rena, you were there, so
thank you.
You want to take off.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's a little head on the mind. I saw you there.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's actually not ours, it's
you.
Private.
The golf
but
cart.
They let us post on it, because they have the Village of Tolono 1,
Thank you for you and your, oh, look at me. Oh, gee, look at how light my
gosh, it's in the four wheeler.
Thank you to you and Veronica.
Since it's private, I mean, is there a way to make one?
We can make
private?
Another one, but it's kind of double, kind of doing the same thing
right.
twice. And they've got the Village of Tolono.
Thank you.
And they pretty much let us put whatever we want on it. I don't know if Summer can post to it.
Because it might be more beneficial just to have.
Yeah, we have next door too.
It might be more beneficial to have like a monitor so people can post on it like themselves.
Yeah.
But before it can like be public, we have to approve it. That way, you're not filtering all this stuff, and you know people are sending you 1,000 emails.
Actually, people can do that on our website.
Okay. Yeah, so it doesn't let people post right now because there is a lot of. Inappropriate things people can post on our website, though. Yeah, there's a form people can go online to tolonowild.us, fill out a submission form like a community calendar.
Next year, where we're gonna be at.
There's next door that the village has got that some of the branding fees I can post on. And then anything that we post on next door, the village typically we share out to the Facebook page as well.
I would agree with you, though. I mean, there is a lot lack of communication. I think that's one thing I told him when I joined the board is one thing that I would do is communication. I mean, we don't get anything over where we live. We have no idea about anything. But so making that a little bit more, I guess, user-friendly and making sure everybody knows that we have that, you know? I mean, I get that we have people are going to inappropriate things, but if we have, you know, two or three people monitoring the post before they're posted.
Yeah, just a little. We ever get go with our rave system? Or
I was
whatever.
Just going.
Which it's. I was just looking when they were asking about that.
It's
not
on
the,
there.
On here. It's approved in the budget to buy, and you have numbers on it.
Yeah,
it's
in here.
In here.
It's like a.
But I think
a
we still have to vote on it, don't we? Even though it's in the
it's
budget.
A system. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll
so
looking into
the got the
so
budget allocates money that you
put
in that
yeah,
area.
Send
your
tag and sign up for whichever
package you buy.
Series of texts,
right,
alerts,
so like
email alerts. They want
a boiler order. They can push out boiler
right.
order.
Happy 4th of July. Thanks.
Thank
everybody.
You.
Thanks,
thank you.
So
thank you.
We'll have Rave on there next time. But the thing with Rave though, that pushes it out to phones.
So you can with Rave, you can choose where you want it to go. If you want just social media, if you want text, email, phone. If we actually had digital signage in town, things of that nature.
That's something I'd really like to look into. Put a digital sign right up there and that
scene from the outside.
Yeah.
And even letting people know that we have next door. I mean, just those type of things. I mean,
I got my
alert, you know, that the street is being shut down, but how many people knew that it was being shut, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I sent postcards out to every house in town for next door.
But, I mean, and there's a lot of people in town that aren't on social media at all,
yeah.
So we're never going to reach them. And we can't afford to do a mailing because mailings
no,
are expensive.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
What about digital signing? Where the digital sign used to be, we could.
Did we used to have a digital sign?
Yeah, right. Across from Claire's there. It's not wasn't ours. It was.
The plumbing's out there probably. We would be that hard to hook one up. I wouldn't think. It's not a bad idea.
I think it's replaced with a wooden sign now.
Yes.
Oh, that was just recently.
Yeah,
their business sign is now on
there. Oh, okay.
And, you know, we've talked about it, too, maybe going into a partnership with Claire's or one of the people along 45 and saying, hey, you pay for the sign or we'll pay part of it and let us put our message on there, too. And it would help us putting emergency messages out, too, and push it out to
mm-hmm.
the signs. So... And that's something we can look into. Maybe not this budget year, but it's something we can look into next budget year. Any more discussion on that? I want to move to the police department since Justin's here. You got anything for us? How did fun day go?
Fairly smooth. No, it went actually luckily with the help of Parkland and State Trooper helping with traffic. That helped a lot. Did have one arrest, did have some other calls. All the problems that we had were basically alcohol related.
Imagine that.
Not a surprise. I think it went fairly smooth, other than being really hot and a lot of hours, but everything went all right.
we kind of talked about some ideas for golf cart illustration that you guys have.
Yeah. Which we need to work on that because there was a lot of them running around. And we had a, I can't remember, I talked to the guy from that was renting the golf carts here in town because he rented them for Fun Day, and then he brought in several loads of golf carts, and I don't think any of those are registered. There was a couple of them that were registered, but
there was two or three flatbed trucks going
up. Oh yeah.
Elizabeth on Friday, and I figured somebody was bringing them out.
Well, the one on Elizabeth probably was the Fun Day carts. Those are two 8-seaters or 2 6-seaters
no,
and a couple utilities. On further?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's... I noticed there was a couple 8-seaters that got rented, too, that were the public driving around. I don't think any of those are registered.
There were several that weren't.
Do you have a sticker or something on the register?
Yeah. And that's, I think, if we had something, because if we stop somebody, they don't have an option. If it's Friday at 6 o'clock, it's not like they can go to the village office and get a sticker.
We've also talked about, and I think... I thought we passed a ordinance on it too, that Fun Day can issue their own stickers and the money goes back to them. I'll have to look back on that.
I think we issue them, but the money goes to Fun Day.
They can get the temporary sticker.
All of the temporary ones go straight to Fun Day.
So
but I don't think we have separate stickers at the village for it.
Okay. So that's something we can look at too, and then heck, we could put a table at the park during Fun Day and have you can stop them and send them over there to get their golf cart registered.
And that could be something when we were talking about the communication thing, that if there was some way of, when it gets closer to Fun Day, of putting the word out so people know.
Yeah.
Because it is a $250 fine, and that could hurt.
That could hurt. Especially after renting the golf cart and.
Yeah.
So, correct. Anything else?
But other than that, things seem to go smooth.
Perfect.
Actually, a lot better than I expected, but. Like I said, luckily it's two guys from Parkland and a guy from State Trooper helping with traffic. With us not having to deal with that, helped a lot.
Perfect.
And other than that, things are moving right along.
Cool.
Thanks for all the work you guys did.
It was hot. Those uniforms are not.
Yeah.
Not cool. Anything else for Justin? To get out of here. Perfect.
All right. Thank you.
All right, any questions on the bills?
I have, is it really that much to put something, I think I've said this before, in the News Gazette?
We
had to publish.
Is that
a
CBA thing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's ridiculously expensive.
Or do we have any other options on that, or does it have to go in the News Gazette? I mean,
well, we used to use the County Star, which was more cost effective. No.
Can't we just post it on
certain
social media and
stuff?
Certain
things do have to be.
Right. There's certain things where we have to post in the paper, and it's not a choice. At some point the legislature needs to modernize and get caught up because
someday
there
are
not
communities. Paper.
Yeah, there are communities that are having to publish in Champaign or in Bloomington, and they're not even close to either one.
How much did it cost?
$87.
Because we can almost do a door-to-door mailing for that. And would that take care of it?
For like a zoning thing, no.
No, it still has to be posted.
They can
okay.
just charge us really whenever they want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is really bothersome. So I thought I would just ask again if there's any other options.
Yeah, we were pretty conscientious about taking advantage of the little cannabis business.
Does that kiss fee, is that a standard, or is that by how many calls?
Is that
Animal Patrol?
No,
MedCAD.
It's MedCAD. That's by calls. I think we get charged by calls.
Calls and their multiplier and how.
Yeah, it's per call.
3-year average.
The bigger departments, they get a portion. I think they get a set amount.
But they're also Champaign or Urbana County are also stakeholders.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
we're
true.
Just billable.
Yeah, we're
I just don't ever remember it being that high.
Yeah, it's always about 30-some thousand.
That does seem like a lot to publish.
Right? Two people saw it. And each of them cost us $400.
Yeah.
Why do we have to have that, Mark?
State law.
State law?
This is not the first time this has come up.
For the new, what, publication?
That's exactly right. It comes out of state statutes, you know, that were designed back when everybody read newspapers.
I mean, even if we did just their online only, it should be much less than that.
Can we do that?
Probably not, because it's just a digital copy of the printed version, so.
I'll look into it a little bit more and give you some feedback.
We weren't doing this.
I doubt it, but I'm more than eager to find an alternative.
What are we
doing? I think that at some point, a logical thing is to have a community that has a full-time web presence where everything gets put on there. That would be a logical thing, so that the public will.
We're doing one, but not the other.
Again, but
I think we're doing this. This is the inbound,
yeah.
But we're not doing the where they come to town and get
okay.
it. Because that was the more expensive. So I think we're doing this
okay.
one.
Well, I'll make a motion, begrudgingly, to pay the bills as presented.
I need a second.
Second.
All right.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffalo?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Motion carried.
No, we have a water
bill.
It's
also this is. That's what we're paying for.
Holy cow.
That's crazy.
We're paying for column inches.
I thought I saw a water bill mention in here.
There is.
There is.
Where'd it go, though?
There is. The question I got is this is the third or fourth one?
Ah, there it is.
For
is this the same person?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Extreme amount of money. Is this fixed or is this is like a
last bill on the sewer credit from the previous leak. Leak has been fixed. Prior sewer credit approved. Leak ran to the next month. Next month's read is normal. So it looks like it's fixed. This was just the continuation of the original leak.
But that's what the last one said.
Yeah, we've already paid like two of these or credited two of these. And that was back this winter. And now it's June.
To the same house. Well, if you want, we can table it and then make a note to have all of those together. See if it's the same leak or if it's a different leak or.
I think so, and that we need something to prove that it's actually fixed.
There's a May 10th.
If there's a May one, there was also a June one.
Resident has been issued two prior sewer credits for same leak in prior months. The May one says two prior sewer credits for the same leak in prior months. And in this one it said the leak had been fixed.
So it says exactly the same as what this one says.
Not quite. It's 5/10.
Yeah, it's May 10th.
I put this on.
So which we know it's been
just
fixed because they read it again and it's got a. Can you help us with this, Matt? This is that.
So that was May 10th. So we got
117, he's dagging.
We got red June.
As far as I know, it is.
And here are the other. Wait.
215, 315, 415, 415. This is 515.
I'm coming back. It's not.
So
main thing we gotta find out is what date it was fixed. If it was fixed before June or before June 1, there shouldn't be a June credit. Right?
Well, They said the next month's read is normal on that. So you guys read it? So this bill that went out this month is normal? Okay.
I don't do bills.
I know. You just read the bill. You just drive by and hand him the thing.
Let's take a look at it.
Okay. What's happening?
I have one more thing for Matt that just came in my head. On Deer Path, is there a water leak where that asphalt? Because there seems to be water standing there now.
There's a big pothole there too. Yeah. That's what we fixed.
We've fixed, probably before you were on the board, we've fixed like two in that area around
since
things.
Since I've been here, we've fixed four or five.
Okay.
Twice
the
last
the problem is it's copper from that main line to the houses, which is great unless you get a rock that will deteriorate that copper like we're having. So to me, it's not put in properly. It should have been the black PVC. But I think we need to look at that because I think there's a leak there because it's staining water on.
The bad thing is,
yeah.
And under all the street, curb, everything. So, I mean, we've already dug holes out there. It's not a big leak. I'll guarantee that because the other one wasn't. It was barely a pinhole. It looks bad. But
and we had one on Thanksgiving. I'm pretty sure it was a bad leak. It had to get fixed that Friday after Thanksgiving. But
so the whole line is copper?
Is the main line copper too? The main branch?
No.
So it's the lines going to the houses. For some reason they use copper. Why? I don't know. Majority of the time it's fine. If you put it in sand, so much in sand you're okay, but this is, you know, you get a rock with the right minerals in it,
yeah,
it's going to eat right through that copper.
Can we
The electric, yeah. Yep. So it's not correct if you ask me, but it's our mess to.
Can we sheet it or cover it?
Well, you're gonna be digging up anyways. If you do that, I would just replace it with the cheaper plastic.
Tear path. It's
black line that will last
the service line
20 times as long as that anyway.
It's everywhere.
Right. That's why I keep
that.
We've already done under two driveways.
I think that one, the shutoff's in the driveway too, isn't it? Yeah.
That should be getting fixed in the ordinance, right, where they can't do that anymore?
Well, that would have been caught. I think that was all done when we did not have anybody looking over. That should have been caught in the design and either changed or the design fixed.
It's cheaper to put the black line in?
Yeah, if we've got to redo it, yeah.
They spend extra money when they need to.
Well, I'm sure it was spec'd out that way. They follow the specs to do that. So that's what I'm guessing.
Who would have approved those back in the day? Wouldn't that have been our engineers approving them?
The engineers, the engineers for, assume Wampler, that put the subdivision in, or whoever did that. And then it came to the board, and I'm sure nobody. I couldn't answer if we had a.
Because I wouldn't have known.
Zoning board then, or anybody would look at him then. I don't know who would have been on the board at that time. So I couldn't answer that. I don't know.
I think that the board partially had village engineers check the work of the developer's engineers, but I don't know how consistent that was.
So wasn't there some MFT or. TIF and there was some lag there, wasn't there, with the first developer and there was all the stuff that went on.
The project kind of started then stopped and then got restarted.
So if it's a design error, wouldn't we be able to go back on the developer or the engineers at the time? Because they signed off on it.
Maybe. There would be a statute of limitations that would generally run after 7 years.
It just depends on what the cause of action is.
Because, I mean, eventually you're going to have to replace all those lines. Eventually.
Which, just saying, is in TIF district, so.
Down, we don't have any TIF money, though.
Down towards the end, though.
Oh, that's true. Get down to the end, find out how much we have in there. All right.
Yeah, I have a lot of issues with how that all went about because there's lots of stuff that is not correct that should have been caught and changed, and a lot of questions still on how stuff is. Storm sewers is one of them.
Yeah, the storm sewers are messed up too.
I'll make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes from June 18th, 2019.
I'm just looking at.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right. We're going to table the water contract. We already did that one. We already did that one. Ordinance. Do we have this ordinance?
We
for the
do.
Vacation of our.
There's not a lot to this. Recall that there's, we're not at all clear that the street runs all the way through this to begin with.
Yeah.
So, kind of what we've done, or I'm proposing we do, we've got more of them if they're short.
I think there's two more. We got
them. Is I kind of put some language in here that says, we may have vacated this before, may not be there, may be there, but we're vacating whatever there is right now that's just adjacent to the real estate that they're talking about. So they've got lots 1, 2, and 3 in block 1 of block 31 of original town. So we would be vacating anything that's on Great Western and Corey Street that's touching those lots. Everything else is left alone. And then I've got some language that says, by the way, we're going to retain the ability to run utilities in that area that we just vacated, just in case. So I think this would inexpensively accomplish what they're talking about, unless you see a purpose for that land, then, which I don't think anybody has expressed a purpose for it. I'm not sure that we have it or don't have it, but this would, I think, address what they want and didn't take much effort on our part.
Right, I need a motion.
Make a motion to accept ordinance number 19-011.
Second.
Okay. Roll call. Is it roll call?
Let's make a roll call. Trustee Anderson?
Yes.
Trustee Buffo?
Yes.
Trustee Perry?
Yes.
Trustee Payne?
Yes.
Trustee Robbins?
Yes.
Trustee Stuber?
Yes.
The motion carries.
All right, and then, how about naming the police station? Tom Powell Building. So I need a motion for that.
Make a motion to.
Do you want to say anything before? Just.
I had a few people come up to me and say, we should do something. They was giving street names, giving a flagpole, putting a rock somewhere. I think this is probably a better idea. It's going to be here for quite a while, a little more lasting than any of the other things. I was talking to Justin. I don't think we're going to have anybody else serving 33 years as a police chief. And, this entire time is good. No, I don't think there's any negatives part of it.
No. My wife still talks about him.
Yes.
I've heard an awful lot.
Tons of stories.
Good stuff about
him. Tons of stories.
So, a very clean man.
And every community around here knew who he was.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing to do for us to do for him and family. So get the official naming and figure out how to actually commemorate it, whether it's some kind of.
Do we actually have to approve something now, or just wait till we get
Why don't we just approve naming it that, and then we can work on a design or something later on, and if it costs money, then we'll come back.
Yeah, I say we just match some lettering on the front.
Yeah. So
motion to approve naming the police station the Thomas Tom Powell Building.
I'll second.
All right.
I
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Perfect. All right. Next thing we'll have to discuss in executive session. Any special permits? I couldn't find the nuisance properties in this one.
This last meeting, there were some that were added.
Was there? Okay.
Additions.
And I don't see it in here, and I tried to go back and
they were
all messed
minimal
it up.
Types. Nothing was big. So.
Is 211 on there, Reynolds? Anybody remember?
That was 3 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. We'll have to.
I'll have to look at it.
All right. I'll have to add that one. Anything else before we go to executive session?
Mark, real quick. On this BC Bank signature form?
Yeah.
This one out of all of them, they spelled my name wrong.
I would cross out, correct it, put some initials next
perfect.
To it, and they're golden. I don't think they're going to be that picky about it.
Tubber?
Yes, sir.
Do we want to go ahead and approve Waterbeach purchase this evening?
Oh, I say we go ahead and approve water meter purchase, but with the caveat.
But we can't. It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was looking for it online.
We'll compile the information for them
yes,
for the loan.
Is.
And what I was talking about earlier, a little side conversation, I want to pursue an EPA loan too. And if we get that, the interest rate is like nothing opposed to paying, what was this one? I can't remember what I did with the sheet. It's like
3.31.
What was it?
3.31.
The EPA loan was going to be like 1% or less.
The bad thing is this has to go out for bid.
True.
If you go to EPA, plus Tim's going to have more time in it as well.
Well, Tim said he could get something together in the next couple weeks, so.
But how long do we have to wait for?
We still have to compile all this stuff for this, too.
But if
it's up to you guys. I mean, the EPA loan's gonna will save us thousands.
Worst of December.
Yeah.
Are we gonna wait 6 months and push this all the way back to next summer?
It's up to you guys. I mean, we can do it this way and compile the information because we have the information. Would be pretty easy to compile for this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right in the middle of an audit right now.
I just didn't know if you knew what the EPA's timetable was on awards.
We've been talking back and forth with them.
Yeah.
If I can get it done in the next 2 weeks, great. If not, we're going to go ahead and compile the information for this one anyway. So I just want that option out there. If we can get a cheaper loan, your permission to go for that. But this is approved. Anybody have any heartache trying to save a couple bucks?
It's not a couple bucks. A
couple thousand.
If we do go with the IEPA, we may not get 3 years.
Oh.
Because we have to go lowest bid?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have to go cheapest. According to them, we just have to. This is why we went with these. We researched it, and we went with these because of this.
But it still has to go out to bid.
Yeah.
So then again.
So would it be a bid for the specific meters we want?
Because when you
not
go out to bid, you put down the specifics that you need them to meet.
See, that was what we're talking about.
First state bid?
Proposal.
Then he wanted, and he got bids for meters that we've never heard of. So it's it could be a crapshoot.
Okay. And we could just simply, I'll look into it the next couple weeks, and we'll approve this, and if we'll look into it. So it's a.
I mean, you're only talking. $6,000-$7,000 out of $300,000. So
yeah, true.
You're
small.
Yeah.
And you can kiss getting this done this year.
Okay.
It'll be
well,
next,
let's just
it'll be next summer.
It was an idea. We're looking. We've been kind of looking at them for some sewer plant stuff too. All right. I just need a motion.
Motion to approve water meter purchase.
Yes.
In the amount of
contract approved.
That's the wrong one. All I've got is Donahue status.
Where'd the Irby go? Sorry?
$387,703. Do we have to talk about how we're going to finance it, or does it matter?
It's
like, over how many years do we have to say that in this motion?
So we're buying these over time?
Yeah, we're financing them. And the financing agreement's floating around this table somewhere.
Okay, hold on a second. I'll get the motion written, and then we'll roll the
finance agreement is right here.
Perfect, that'll work. There's another one floating around this table, though. See, Matt knows this very well. He kept hold of a copy.
What's the name of the company?
Irby?
The financing is Government Capital. And then there is an ordinance there that can be massaged to our...
They sent us a form of ordinance?
A resolution.
Oh. We'll just stick around the minutes.
Well, Mark's working on that. Anything else that we need to discuss? Good call on that, though, because we almost went right on by it.
That's the only reason he's still here.
Right.
Real quick, I'd like to look at maybe moving to like a consent agenda.
Yes!
Okay. And I thought you'd be the one that'd be against
it. I said it 5 years ago.
Talked to Brandy, and she's...
Well, I haven't been on here.
She's agreeable with it.
Okay.
The really thing I think for us is we have to look at the board packets
mm-hmm.
early
mm-hmm.
and get your questions in early. So...
Which means if it's not in the board packet,
it's...
Well, and that's something, too. Is this enough time to look at the board packets? Because you get them on Friday.
Sometimes
the meeting's on
typical.
Is that enough time to look at them? And is everybody getting them?
This week for me, no. But most of the time, yeah.
But is everybody getting them, though, too?
Mm-hmm.
So do newest people on here, if you're getting them, you can access them. Perfect. Because I would be very happy with that.
What did you call it?
Consent agenda. The things in the consent agenda, there's no discussion about unless you pull it out of the consent agenda, and then it goes under either old business or new business. And then you talk about it there. But with the consent agenda, you approve all of it. There's no discussion. Everything that's still left in it.
About 50% of what we do is covered.
It would make it go a lot quicker.
Yes.
Got it.
And it's always something that if that meeting, four of the six of us didn't look at the board packet, we can say we're going to cut the consent agenda and do it individually like we have.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, no, that's one of the things I was asking our previous administration to consider.
Okay, so someone's making a motion, or Trustee Stuber is making a motion to approve the purchase of water meters from Irby as presented for $387,703 and approve the resolution regarding a finance contract as presented. I'm going to take a look at that. Trustee Stuber, make sure you're okay with that.
Why, yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. And I'm sorry, who's seconding this?
I'll second.
All right, roll call. Spending money.
Trustee Anderson?
Yes.
Trustee Buffo?
Yes.
Trustee Perry?
Yes.
Trustee Ping?
Yes.
Trustee Robbins?
Yes.
And Trustee Stuber?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Perfect. All right, anything else for the good of the order before we go to executive session? All right, need a motion.
Hold on. Oh.
Did you lose it?
No, it's right here. Vicky can get it.
No, it's all you. Okay. I second it.
Motion to enter executive session for the limited purpose of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees. Courtesy of 5 ILCS 120/2 subsection C subsection 1.
I'll second.
Trustee Anderson?
Yes.
Trustee Buffo?
Yes.
Trustee Perry?
Yes.
Trustee Payne?
Yes.
Trustee Robbins?
Yes.
Trustee Stuber?
Yes.
Motion carries. We'll enter an executive session
at
8:04.
Give a couple minutes.